Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Hebrews chapter 13, we were learning that if we trust in the Lord, we will have grace to help us through the trials that we have in life. Let's continue with that discussion today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Verse 13 goes on to say, "For I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." So, when we read that, it doesn't mean by the power of my will I can endure all things. Rather, it has the idea that his self-sufficiency was only in that he was Christ-dependent. Then he could do all things through Christ, and he could live in contentment no matter what his state. But it was only through Christ. Perhaps you're going through a hard time financially. Maybe it's in your marriage. Perhaps it's in your health. And your answer will not be found in money. Rather, it's in the commitment to, in all things, live by this word. For this, I have Jesus. For this, I have Jesus. Whatever you're going through, just remember, for this, I have Jesus. Hard times do come, my friend. There is the devastation of the sorrow of the death of a loved one. But for this, even if it's that mate for 40 or 50 years, for this, I have Jesus. Regardless of what is thrown at us in life, we have Jesus. The reason I know I can live content and trust him in the present circumstances rather than covet and yearn for silver is that the Lord has promised, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Who has said? He said, Jesus. Never worry. How are my needs going to be met? For he has said. Isn't that great? He hath said. That's in the continual sense. And the idea is of an absolute truth. He's unchanging. An unchanging truth. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That is a forever truth for the believer. In our usage of the word leave, we look at that. We think about his infinite power. If his infinite power be my defense, if his infinite wisdom be my portion, if his infinite love be my lot, why worry when I know he'll never leave me? Now, that word leave means to depart from. But the idea with the Greek word is, I will never let you go, and I will in no wise fail thee. Now, the word leave is preceded by two negatives in the Greek. Now, in English, if you have two negatives, they make a positive. But in the Greek, two negatives make it very intensive. So what he's saying here is, I will never, never leave thee. You ever have a baby that's just old enough to walk around, but you've slapped his hand enough to say no and don't do that, so he knows you're voice that says, stop right now before I really let you have it. And here's a baby, maybe he's walking toward a hot stove, maybe a hot register of some kind. And you see him there and you realize you can't jump over there and get to him, so you say, no, no. You say it very loud, you say it very hard, but you don't say, No. Just don't say it like that. You say it with authority. You say it with power and with purpose. And you say it for the good of that baby. Wouldn't the like matter? The Lord says, no, I'll never leave you. And that's God himself who cannot lie. And then he adds, nor will he forsake thee. Now, the Greek is a compound of three Greek words with three negatives before it in Greek. You say, what are you saying here, Pastor? The two statements together, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, have five negatives in this promise from God. He's saying, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Wow. What a promise from the Lord. That is emphatic. I remember in the first church which I pastored, a man sent me a letter, and he condemned me for preaching Hebrews 10:25. And he said in his letter, something after this nature, he says, you know that word forsake means to leave altogether? I have not left the church altogether. I may not attend as often as you would like for me to attend. But that I haven't left it altogether. You preachers need to quit misusing that verse. You need to study the Bible more closely. Well, I wrote him back, and I let him know I did exactly what he said. I studied more closely and found out that, well, he's right. The word forsake means to leave altogether. However, the word in Hebrews 10:25 is not forsake. It's forsaking. There's an ing on it. The idea of that word in the Greek, and the reason it has an ing on it, is that you are there. You're not there. You're there. You're not there. You're spasmodic in your attendance. You are not faithful in your attendance. Well, the man did not come back to church. He ended up divorced, losing his wife and children who loved him, because he also evidently didn't take to verse 4 that we just read as well. Now, our Lord says he'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He will not forsake you ever. He is there all the time. The idea is, when you're in a state of helplessness and hostile circumstances, he will not abandon, desert, leave you in straits, leave you helpless, leave destitute, leave you in a lurch, nor will he let you down. This promise is based totally on his person. He would cease to be holy if he would not keep his promise that he's given here. Now think of that. Think of that. God said he'd never leave thee nor forsake thee, that he's there all the time. So even if you're in that state of helplessness and it is hostile, he's there with you. He didn't say you wouldn't go through the valley of the shadow of death, but he does let you know that he'll be there with you in it. And this promise is based totally on his person, his word, who he is, God. And God doesn't lie. Ours, then, is not to abandon him in that state. Don't depart from our help, which cometh from the Lord, by the way. That is a quote of Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. Now that takes us to verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Now I'll not fear what man shall do unto me. Now think of that. This tells us then that God is the ultimate provider, protector, and power which we have within. You can always be self-sufficient if you are totally Christ-dependent. Let me say that again. You can always be self-sufficient if you are totally Christ-dependent. And I don't even know if I copied that or if that's just something the Lord gave me, but I like it. You can always be self-sufficient if you are totally Christ-dependent. Therefore, you will not need to be terrified by what man can do. By the way, the word fear, when he says, I need not fear what man shall do unto me, the word fear has the idea of terrified. The Hebrew Christians, to whom this was originally addressed, were facing persecution from family, friend, and foe alike. And God was using the persecution to separate the wheat from the chaff. Those who merely professed Christianity would not stick in the fires. Now, folks, I don't think any of us can say how we'd react if we were faced with torture, prison, burning at the stake. Men can be very cruel, and the fear of man can become a snare for the soul as a result. But God always gives grace in time of need. He's a powerful helper. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11 and 12, we read this, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Now think of how great He is. And I'm going to stop at each word here in 1 Chronicles 29, 11, and 12. If you need to look it up, I'm going to stop at each word and just have a little bit to say about these different words. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Think that He not only created the heaven and the earth, He knows the stars, planets, galaxies that our eye, our instruments, our greatest abilities have still yet to discover. And although He knows this, He not only knows how many, He has a name for each one. Just think, one angel killed an army of 185,000. And angels are about His throne as His servants. He knows the end from the beginning. Nothing ever occurs to God. Think of that. Nothing ever occurs to God. He never at any time says, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Oh, man, that is brand new. No, He's known all. He knows the end from the beginning. He's omniscient. And the power. He not only created all things, but He upholds all things by the word of His power, as we read in Hebrews 1:3. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.